and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
There's controversy around the greatest gymnast in the history of the planet. Her name is Simone Biles. You probably know who she is. About 24 hours ago, we were all in shock that Simone Biles was not going to compete and finish the team competition after a vault. And when we were on the air, and the story we were reading, well, she had her leg wrapped and whatnot, and it was an injury physically. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, she pulled out of that competition. She was done and let somebody else compete because of her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And this sparked so much controversy all over the planet, and especially here in America, because we have expectations of athletes to rise above in the biggest moments. And this goes back to something that I'm sure everyone has had a conversation about. You know, if Simone Biles' leg was broken, there'd be no question. Oh, she can't do it. If her ankle was broken, you'd say, no, you know, she's physically unable to go out there and do it. But Simone Biles' mental health was broken yesterday. And I can't imagine being a 24-year-old Olympian, the greatest of all time. Everyone tells you you're the greatest of all time. You had 4 or 5 gold medals 5 years ago in Rio. You're the favorite. You're the face of the entire Olympic team. You are less than 3 years away from the world realizing that you and your teammates were violated by Larry Nassar, that you were sexually abused, and you and your teammates were part of an organization that turned a blind eye to dozens and dozens of girls getting molested. And to then come back and be the face of that team, to be the billboard, to stand up, to show the world this can happen, and I'm going to stand up and tell you, no, this cannot happen. Then go overseas and compete in the Olympics and have everything riding on it, all while being a 24-year-old black woman in a, you know, representing a country that still has a lot of racism inside of it. There's a lot that builds up into Simone Biles. And what I think happened yesterday, she has been dealing with these demons for a while. There's no doubt. It doesn't just pop up. So Simone Biles, I think, goes to Tokyo knowing that she's dealing with all of this, tries to rise above. You know, yesterday she does the vault. Wherever her head is at, she does the vault. She falters. It's not a very good vault, especially by her standards. Everything is so up here. And says to her teammates, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Here were some of her comments after her team won silver. We won silver to the Russian Olympic Committee at the Games. Here's Simone.
I've just never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
Physically, I feel good. I'm in shape. Emotionally, that kind of varies on the time and the moment. Coming here to the Olympics and being the head star of the Olympics is not an easy feat, so we're just trying to take it one day at a time, and we'll see.
I say put mental health first. It's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
Simone Biles is, in my mind, in no way in the wrong. And people like this, like the jackass Clay Travis and some others who are criticizing her, saying that Simone Biles owes her team an apology. Well, I guarantee you she apologized. Some of the coverage on NBC last night was of Simone Biles saying, guys, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I applaud Simone Biles, Heather, for saying, I need to put the team forward. And me sitting out and one of the other women on the team giving it their best at 100% or close to 100% gives Team USA the best opportunity. The controversy that was going to explode today was if we found out that Simone Biles was incapable of competing for Team USA as a team, but then was going to be in the individual all around. All of a sudden, she was going to be labeled as not only mentally weak and childish, but selfish. She is none of that, and she has actually pulled out of the individual. She will not be defending the gold she won back at the Rio Games in Brazil 5 years ago because of her mental health. And I applaud her for that. We've talked about my mental health challenges. It is in no way does mine reach the level of what Simone Biles is going through, or any celebrity or any athlete or any politician or any of that stuff. There's a lot going on in Simone Biles' world. And if she's not right, if she can't go out there and focus on what she's doing, A, she doesn't give her team a very good chance to win. B, Simone Biles also puts herself at risk. You know how, I mean, we talk about golf being a mental game all the time. You know, the game is mental. If you can focus, you know, it's what made Tiger Woods so great. He could block everything out. He used all the Zen stuff, and his mental strength was so great when Tiger was great. If you aren't mentally right in golf, you miss a putt. If you're not mentally right and you're doing gymnastics moves in the air that are named after you and have never been done before, you can land on your head. You can land on your back. You can break a leg if you're not right. So for all of the people in my mind that are going to be saying Simone Biles quit, Simone Biles is weak, Simone Biles is this, shut up. Simone Biles did what was right for Simone. This has been bothering me since last night. Simone Biles did what was right for Simone Biles. Simone Biles did what was right for Team USA. And more people can learn from what Simone Biles did last night and has done this morning. If we did that, we would all be a lot better people to each other, because we still have, there's such a gigantic stigma over mental health. Rise above, suck it up. You know, Michael Jordan did this, or Tom Brady did that, or whatever. She did what's right for her, and we need to take it much more seriously, and I applaud Simone Biles for it. And I know there are going to be people, half the country's pissed at her. 244-1033, if you saw what Simone Biles did, and you disagree, or you agree, 244-1033, because I 100% applaud her for listen, she's got 5 gold medals. She's got a career in front of her. Team USA is going to be fine. They got this other girl named Jade who's going to be, she was the third best U.S. qualifier. She's going to compete. I applaud her. I think what she did too, Heather, is she is now a shining example for young people, especially young girls who are going through mental struggles that 30 years ago we didn't have to deal with. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have online cyberbullying like we do now, that Simone Biles has been the victim of. And she is an inspiration to young girls especially, but everyone, to say, hey, get your head right. Get your mind right. And it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to reach out and get help and take care of what is right before you do anything else.
Well, I'm glad that you brought this up, Wicket, because I think that there is potentially a knee-jerk reaction. We just went through the dumpster fire of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2021 is questionable. And we've got the Olympics and we've got space as these shining beacons, things that we're used to grabbing onto. We've all been battling our own stresses.
Yeah.
Mental health has been a big deal for people that maybe it wasn't a big deal for before. And we look at the Olympics, we look at our Olympians, and they're larger than life. They're our real life superheroes. And we want the entertainment. We want to think everything is okay, and that escapism, and we want things back to normal. And we watch her, and then it's so disappointing to find out that, hey, it's not an injury. It's this. And it's easy.
It is
to
an injury.
Not
You know what I mean?
A physical injury.
Right, right.
It's easy to not think it through. So I'm glad that you brought it up.
Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And I know this got a little deep and this got a little heavy, but this is so important to me. And to wake up yesterday or get off the air yesterday and see people complaining about Simone Biles and she owes an apology and she quit on her team and she's mentally weak. I just want to slap someone who thinks that, because you don't know what Simone, none of us will ever know what Simone Biles is going through. But to be the face of a sport, to be the face of the Olympic team, to have all that pressure, she's not perfect. You know, she's perfect on the floor, but if she can't get right, she can't be perfect. 244-1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Controversy surrounding Simone Biles. Lots of strong opinions.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
In Wicket's world this morning, sports all about Simone Biles choosing to pull out of the Olympics to protect her mental health.
She withdrew from the team competition yesterday. The announcement came out about 4 hours, 5 hours ago that she has pulled out of the individual competition, of which she is the defending gold medalist from Rio 5 years ago. She is not mentally ready to compete. She's not mentally ready to compete for the gold at her best. And I'm reading things like she bleeping quit. It makes me sick that our soft-ass society embraces quitting. People like Clay Travis, who is a talk show blowhard, is calling her a quitter, calling her mentally weak, saying that she owes somebody an apology. I am 1,000% on Team Biles here. I am 1,000% on team mental health. It is as important, if not more, than your physical health. Because if you're not, for example, somebody who said she quits, let's say she isn't mentally focused, goes up, slips on the vault or the beam or whatever and breaks a leg. And then all of a sudden things start to spiral in her life. She gets addicted to a painkiller and she takes her own life. And we're all like, boy, we really should have seen this coming. That's the kind of stuff that happens. That's why suicide rates are up. That is what happens when people don't address their mental health. It is okay to not be okay. And she's just sacrificed a chance at a gold medal. Like, you have to understand how serious this is. She's worked her entire life for this. And she said, you know what? I got to take care of me before I go compete for a gold medal. That's an amazing accomplishment for someone to do. And I applaud Simone Biles for it. It is over on our Facebook page. We'll read some of your comments coming up after we go to the phones.
Laser, what do you think? Simone Biles pulling out of the Olympics.
Personally, I like the gal. She's super in it. But if she had some of these, you know, mental health issues in it, I think she should have bowed out of the competition to let somebody else have a chance to be in there, to have a chance. But here she went over and got there, and then now she wants to bow out when somebody else could have had the chance to be in there for the USA.
It would be the same thing as if she injured her ankle when she got over there.
Yes and no on that one. I mean, I just think it was all a hype. She wanted to be there, but then she doesn't want to be there at the same time.
I'm gonna stop you right there. I don't think she doesn't want to be there. I think she 1,000% wants to be there, but her physical health, her mental health were not where they needed to be. And I applaud her for trying to fight through it and realizing that I have to pull myself out of this competition for the betterment of the team. I mean, is 65% Simone Biles good enough as opposed to, you know, a 90% or 100% alternate or another member of the team?
That is true there. And I mean, you know, like I say, I applaud her, you know, for what she's done and has brought the gymnastic part a long ways farther than what it has been over the years that she's been there.
What's your name, but, sir?
My name is Rich. I talked to you the other day. I was the guy that joined the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a truck driver for John Deere.
Sure.
Yes, thank you. No, I'm glad that you called because there are a lot of people feeling the way you're feeling right now that say, hey, you know, why was she there in the first place? You know, is this a legitimate reason to bow out? So I appreciate that you called to kind of bring up the other side.
Laser, what are your thoughts on Simone Biles?
Don't want to try and turn this into a sex thing, but I've worked jobs where being a male, I've wanted to take a mental health day and been told to basically screw off, get over it.
I 1,000% agree with you. There is this stigma about being a tough guy that is garbage because my brain is just as tough as any other person's brain, male, female, it doesn't matter. And
exactly.
Everybody handles things differently, and some people don't handle them, and it turns out poorly.
Which is why suicide is so high across every gender and every profession.
Yeah, you're 100% right. What is your name?
Matt.
Matt, what drove you to needing a mental health day?
Stress of everyday life and things not going right, and then, you know, being told to get over it. I just really wanted to, you know, just lay there and not do anything anymore.
Did you take your day off?
Yeah, because I quit.
Oh, well, do you have a new job that you can take that day off and not have to worry about losing your job or anything like that?
Yeah, I found a pretty good job now, so.
Well, good, man. Hey, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you getting in.
Yep, thank you.
Laser, thanks for holding. Do you have thoughts on the Simone Biles situation?
How long do they have to prepare for this event?
How long do they have to prepare for the Olympics? 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. Don't you think your mental health should be prepared by then?
No. I don't think, it sounds to me like you've never dealt with mental health issues.
What about going overseas and war?
Do you think it's only war? You don't think that her, the pressure on her can break her at 24 and that's unacceptable to you?
No, I want to agree that everyone has mental health issues. I totally understand it. I do too myself. But you've had 4 years and you've been winning gold for years now, and all of a sudden you're on the biggest stage of your life and you pull out. I don't think that's right.
We get lots of DMs coming through, as you heard the chiming of my phone.
Yes, I did.
Brett said, Simone should be seen as an even bigger hero. Good for her for telling everyone it's okay to stand up for your mental health. Brock said, I'm sitting here at work listening to you guys, and Wicket comes on talking about Simone Biles, and I just can't help but smile. What she did took courage. Mental health's not something to mess with. I would be proud if my daughter looked up to her. Heck, I look up to her. Thank you for saying what you said and not being afraid to be honest. Simone Biles has been, this morning, last night, the subject of a lot of criticism, people coming after her, attacking her. Wicket is taking up the charge to defend her eloquently. I appreciate you this morning, Wicket.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've gone through mine, and mine are not war. And I haven't had that much hardship in my life, but I had to address my mental health about 6 months ago, and then 4 months ago, and actually getting a job here at Laser 103, working with you, helped address my mental health challenges that I still deal with every day, and it is the stress of being a dad of three small children. And someone will say, some people are going to say, well, Mike, that's weak. That's weak to you. That's not weak to me. That's fine. You can judge me all you want. Like, I was a bad person for about 8, 9 months, 12 months, something along those lines. And I don't regret asking for help a day in my life since I did. And my life is better now for it. And it's something that I'm going to have to deal with. Simone's going to have to deal with this. Anybody, whether you did go to war, and we thank you for your service, mm-hmm. you're a police officer who deals with the scum of the earth every single day. You have an addiction. You lost your family member. You lost your job. All these things. There's no one. It's not war or nothing. Mental health challenges, it's a gray area that we all have to deal with. And I think what Simone Biles has done is brave. I'm sad she's not. I wish she was competing. But I applaud her for taking a stand, and she is now out of the games. Our best Olympian is now out of the games, and that's okay. We're all going to be okay. We're going to be all right. You go watch swimming, watch track. Well, the men's basketball team won yesterday. You just don't get to see Simone Biles ever compete in the Olympics possibly again. And that's all right, because she's got to do what's right for her, and I applaud her for it. I'm on Team Biles. Hashtag Team Biles.
Laser.
I think everyone's kind of piling on her and the whole situation. On the other hand, you are an Olympic athlete. You are supposed to be the best of the best. Michael Jordan won a finals game, completely sick with the flu. We expect our athletes to rise to the top. So she did what's right for her, and I applaud that. I think it's perfectly okay to expect more from Olympic athletes. So I completely understand what everyone's involved with.
You're an NBA guy, right? Sounds like it. Michael Jordan, right after he you know, quit in between those six titles. Jordan quit after his dad died. Most people, because of his mental, he couldn't handle it. His emotions changed. He was emotionally challenged. I don't ever remember Michael Jordan having to apologize to the Chicago Bulls or anybody back in the 90s when he came back.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And the fact that she apologized to anyone is absolutely insane. She's at the Olympics. So anyone sitting here in Iowa saying anything different.
Hey, I do appreciate how you can see both sides, though.
Are we wanting to teach our kids to do what's right for them or what's right for peer pressure and what everyone else wants?
I would implore my daughter to do what is best for her at that moment and what makes her the healthiest and happiest.
That is exactly right, and I think that's what everyone would want for their kids. So the fact that anyone's getting on her for doing what's right for her, she owes herself that debt more than anybody.
And I know it's a very common sentiment across loud talk radio people and people who want clicks on their website and certain TV programs to say, she quit on the team, she's soft, she's this. Dude, she's the face of the Olympic team, and she's 24, and Larry Nassar's story just came out like 2 years ago, and she was going to quit the games until, you know, that story came out and she had to stay strong for every girl who's been molested by Larry Nassar. Like, there's so much pressure on her that some fat sports writer doesn't understand sitting in his office.
I never even thought about the Nassar thing, but yeah, she's still a 24-year-old human being.
Yeah.
And the fact that we kind of forgot that, and that's kind of... It's hard when heroes fail. We need our people to do the right thing for them. Like, we forgot that somewhere along the lines. Everyone's got to be a person and a human being.
And we literally just got done... I mean, the Nassar thing was less than 3 years ago. And we've just, because everything happens so fast and this, the media cycle in this country is so quick to forget about the last story and jump on the next one. That Nassar story is still going on. The amount of girls that he messed with, molested, and sexually abused is still unknown.
I kind of forgot that whole thing.
It happened. No, but it's not your fault because these stories happen so quick in sports and it intertwines with politics and parenting and all this stuff. It's the news cycle is so quick because of the internet.
She's got to do what's right for her. And people, I don't think people realize the kind of pressure that that is.
Right.
She still did what was right for the team, and that's always got to be what's right. I mean, I had guys drop out of missions because they weren't mentally there in Iraq during the invasion, and we replaced them with somebody else.
Yeah.
Because that's what life is. Of the 138 we did, we're up to like 14 suicides. So I don't blame
God.
Her. I don't blame her one bit at all.
Ugh. Well, you just gave me chills when you said that. Thank you for your service. I'm sorry you lost so many of your brothers.
Hey, it is. It's life, man. Brothers and sisters.
Several
women suicides. Oh, actually,
man.
So the more I think about it, the more she's a hero. The more I think about it, she stepped out to do what's right for her, and more of our kids need to do that before they end up in a bad spot.
So on our SoundCloud, on our website, after the show, we will get more into it, talk in depth about the Simone Biles, the biggest news in the world.
Yeah, the decision to pull out based on mental health struggles. It is up on the Facebook page. Lots of comments are going on there, and it is what everyone is discussing right now. And we don't know if she's going to compete in beam and floor in the individual events next week, but she is out of the all-around. We know she was already out, and we won silver. We lost to the Russian Olympic Committee in the team competition. And we've got to move on to something else coming up here, but it was an interesting conversation for sure. So check it out later at laser1033.com.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.